This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. First Energy has officially announced it is closing its nuclear power plants within the next 3 years. Cranes Cleveland reports the company's power plant subsidiaries have informed the Nuclear Regulatory Commission of the decision. The companies will close the Davis Bessie nuclear power plant near Toledo in 2020. They plan to close both the Perry and Lake County plants as well, and the Beaver Lake plant near Pittsburgh in 2021. The companies made no mention of bankruptcy, but subsidiary First Energy Solutions has a $100 million debt payment due the first week of April. President Donald Trump will be in Richfield today to sell Americans on his plan to use $200 billion in federal money to spur at least $1.5 trillion in spending over a decade to repair and replace highways, bridges, ports, airports, and other infrastructure across America. Trump will speak around 2 this afternoon at the International Union of Operating Engineers site, which helps train heavy equipment operators. The plan has received a lukewarm response so far from lawmakers on Capitol Hill. After the speech, Trump is expected to fly to his Florida home. Tariffs on steel imports imposed by the Trump administration are producing different responses from local steelmakers. Bloomberg reports that the tariffs are pitting the Timken Company in Canton against its sister company, Timken Steel. Bearings maker Timken, which uses imported steel, is against the tariffs, while Timken Steel, which makes steel bars and tubes, is backing the tariffs. The two companies split in 2014 due to pressure from investors. Republic Steel in Canton has applauded the move and announced plans to restart operations at its idled plant in Lorain. Congressman Jim Renacci failed to disclose nearly $50,000 in political contributions while he was registered as a Washington lobbyist. That's according to a review by the Associated Press. The AP identified 5 periods from 2008 through 2010 when the Wadsworth Republican was registered as a lobbyist and either failed to file the required disclosure form or reported giving no political contributions when he had in fact given. Federal Election Commission reports show Renacci gave nearly $27,000 in donations to other candidates and GOP organizations that he did not disclose and more than $17,000 to his own campaign. All federal contributions over $200, including to one's own campaign, are required to be disclosed on the lobbyist disclosure form. Renacci's campaign said that he was registered as a lobbyist with the consulting firm he helped launch in 2008, but never performed any lobbying activities. Renacci's lobbyist registration was terminated May 2011, 4 months after he entered Congress. Renacci's currently running for the Republican nomination in the U.S. Senate race in Ohio. The CEO of Youngstown City Schools is no longer in the running to lead Osseo area schools in Minnesota. The Vindicator reports Krish Mohip withdrew his candidacy to become the district's next superintendent Wednesday morning. Governor John Kasich appointed Mohip to lead the embattled Youngstown School District in 2015. Mohip is on contract with the district through 2019. Cuyahoga County Council has announced it's loaning $2 million to the Church and State Project in Ohio City. Cleveland.com reports developers say the 150-plus apartment and large retail space would be in jeopardy without county support. After some reservation, the council voted unanimously on Tuesday to approve the 15-year loan with 2% annual interest. The city of Youngstown is expected to finalize a deal today that would convert a former grocery store into a health clinic. WFMJ reports the city plans to purchase a shuttered 18,000-square-foot grocery store on Glenwood Avenue. The city is working with a One Ohio Health to offer medical, dental, behavioral, and preventative health services. The clinic would mainly serve the city's south side, where nearly half of all residents are considered low income. An estimated 20 jobs will be filled, and nearly 4,000 patients are expected to visit in the first year. The facility is expected to open after about a year of renovation. The Akron Women's City Club is once again cutting ties with the Coach House Theater. The club's board of trustees voted to cancel the contract of artistic director J.T. Buck. The vote came after the club declined to pay nearly $4,000 for the rights to 2 plays remaining this season. Buck was hired less than a year ago after previous artistic directors Nancy Cates and Terry Berger resigned. The club has not yet disclosed the exact reason for canceling Buck's contract. The Cleveland Indians opened the season today against the Mariners in Seattle. After playoff appearances, each of the last two seasons, including a trip to the World Series in 2016, fans are hoping for another deep playoff run. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto has been watching spring training and says the team is healthy and looks determined.
They'll be the most dominant team in their division, a Central Division. But then you're going to run into the Astros, you're going to run into the Yankees. So that'll be, kind of the superpowers collide.
Pluto estimates that after winning 94 games in 2016 and posting 104 wins last season, Cleveland should be on pace to win at least 90 games this year. The Indians' home opener is April 6th against the Kansas City Royals. This is WKSU News.